creation. Father in heaven, remind us through your word, remind us of your love. Remind us that we are dust. Remind us that our lives are finite. Remind us of your infinite grace and mercy. We praise you for Jesus Christ. Amen. The New Testament lesson today comes from Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. This is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the events that must soon take place. He sent an angel to present this revelation to his servant John, who faithfully reported everything he saw. This is his report of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. God blesses the one who reads the words of his prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to its message and obey what it says, for the time is near. John's greeting to the seven churches. This letter is from John to the seven churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, from the sevenfold Spirit before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead and the ruler of all the kings of the world. All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. He has made us a kingdom of priests for God his Father. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. The word of God for the people of God.
Lord, we are listening. Thank you, Susie. Appreciate that.
Well, I told the first service, and I'll tell you today, I know pastors aren't supposed to fib, but I sort of fibbed. Last week, didn't I? Right? Didn't I tell you that last week would be the last sermon in the series? I fibbed. Well, I have to stay on this side. It was like, wow, we're tilting, listing. Yeah, I told you last week, I said, well, this will be the last of the series. And it is true, because we finished the seven churches, the letters to the seven churches last week. But you know, in reality, and of course I knew this back in the spring when all this was put together, well, before that, that there would be one more sermon. And that letter is to us. When we talked about the church in Sardis and Pergamum and Philadelphia and Laodicea and all the churches that are listed there in Revelation, and how Jesus spoke to those churches about how they're supposed to be and what he expects from them. But you know, good preaching, or preaching at all, should emphasize application. So all these letters are nice and all these letters are good, but how does it affect you and me? And so if Jesus, we're kind of asking ourselves today, if Jesus were to write a letter to us, what would he say? What does he want from us? What does Jesus want from us? And so that's the kind of the emphasis of what we want to talk about this morning. What does Jesus want from us? What does the Word say about how we should live as a church, and how we should live as individuals within that church? Really an important topic, I think, for us today. But you see, the third verse really kind of sums that up in Revelation here, chapter 1. You can see this is the beginning of this letter. The beginning of this letter that Jesus is writing to us as it was revealed to John. Verse 3, it says, God blesses the one who hears the word of his prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to its message and obey what it says, for the time is near. God blesses the one who reads the words of this prophecy to the church, and he blesses all who listen to its message
and obey what it says. For the time is near. I really wish I had something amazing to tell you about the Greek there. I wish that there was some great lesson or some great understanding from that. But when the scripture, that third verse, says that blesses all who listen to its message, you know what the word listen means? To listen. I know you're amazed by that. And you know what the word obey means? You're catching on. You see, being a Christian, as a church and as an individual, is pretty easy. You listen to what the Lord says, and you obey it. It's pretty cool. So, if Jesus were to write a letter to us, I think there are four things that are involved with that. First of all, Jesus would say to read the Word of God. I think if Jesus were to write us a letter, he would say, first of all, read the Word of God. Listen to what the book of Joshua says. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Count with me, will you? There's a little phrase that's found in this passage, and Joshua is now taking Moses' place after Moses had died, and God wants Joshua now to lead his people. And so he writes these words and says these things to Joshua. Verse 6, be strong and courageous. Okay, count it in your mind every time you hear that phrase. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead those people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. And here's what he said to him, to Joshua. Study this book of instruction continually. Study this book of instruction continually. I looked up the word for continually in the Hebrew. Guess what it meant? All the time. It meant continually. Study this book of instruction continually. Okay? Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. Third time. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Do you see the importance of reading the Word? God has given us this Word. And we believe it to be inspired. See? We believe that God speaks to us in various ways, and in many ways. He speaks to us in the context of worship. He speaks to us as we worship Him by ourselves, and we're in prayer. He speaks to us then. But He also speaks to us through His Word. This book is different. It's different. Still the number one bestseller of all time. Every year. Pretty cool. This book is different. The one who is the focus of this book is different. He proved to be different. We've said it. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he proved it by dying on a cross and rising again. So that validates everything in here. It just does. Right? Sure. This book is different. So you see, God spoke to Joshua here and he said, study the book. Study the book continually. Not just Sunday morning for an hour. Continually. Study the book. I have to. Because that's what you ask me to do. The scriptures say, on your law I meditate day and night. And that's what the Pharisees would do.
they would focus on the Word. Secondly, understand the Word. Understand the Word. We've been in this this passage before, but I want to go back there again to the book of James. And you'll hear what James has to say here in this passage. I love it. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." And then listen to what he says. "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you." Do you need to know what to do in your life? It's kind of a sidebar, but kind of a good question. Are you troubled about what the next step should be for you? You need some wisdom from God? Just ask. He'll give it to you. Isn't that neat? I get in trouble as a grandfather. My daughter hates it. "Pop, can I have a popsicle?" "Absolutely." And Becca will say, "Where'd you get that?" "From Pop." "I told you, Dad, don't give them everything they ask for." That's what grandfathers do. But he said, if you need wisdom or understanding, just ask. Just ask. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world. Isn't that interesting? And they are unsuitable in everything they do, or unstable. They might be unsuitable too, but they are unstable in everything they do. Understand the Word. Study the Word. If you need commentaries to help you with that, you can go online and find commentaries. I can give you great websites to go and look. I have books. You know, I'm an old timer. I got plenty of commentaries in my office, for crying out loud. If you ever need to study a book or would like to study a book, I've got the things for you. Why do we have Bible study on Wednesday night? Why are we studying Matthew? Why? Well, there's nothing else to do. No. Because we want to understand the Word of God. You see, that's important to us as a congregation. It's important to us that we gather together. It's important that we spend time in worship together. It's important that we grow together and we give every opportunity for growth so that we can understand the Word even better. I don't have all the answers, man. None of us ever will. But understand the Word. And then going together. Understanding the Word. And then going together. Third is believe. Believe the Word. It's one thing to understand what it says, and it's quite another thing to believe it. If you ask me. Lots of people understand the Word, but they don't really have, the Scriptures tell us that the demons believe in God and know who Jesus is and they shudder. So they understand it, but they don't believe it. Do you believe it? You believe the Word. Isaiah 43, 8 through 10. "Bring out the people who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. Gather the nations together, assemble the peoples of the world. Which of their idols have ever foretold such things? Which can predict what will happen tomorrow? Where is the witness of such predictions? Who can verify that they spoke the truth?" Now here's what the Lord says. "But you are my witnesses, O Israel. You are my servant. You have been chosen to know me, believe in me, and understand that I alone am God." So there's a place where we need to go beyond understanding what the Word says. I know a lot of people, really, a lot of people who know a lot about the Bible. But I wonder if they really believe it. Would you place your life on what you know from the Word? Would you stake your life on what you know from the Word? Understand, and then believe, and then finally act. Act on the word. We've read this passage before, and we have during the context of this entire series. But I'll read it again. James chapter 1, 19 through 25. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, James said. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. Here's what he says. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. Isn't that cool? Do what it says, or you're just fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself walk away and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Anybody here not want God's blessing in their life? No. So we've got to act on what we do. Gathering together, growing together as a people, and then going together, putting our faith and our belief into action. Doing something for the kingdom of God. All those folks that came out yesterday, I think that's a great thing, you know? Working on the church. We've got to do it. Deferred maintenance. As a man that I respect very much in our congregation has said, deferred maintenance, right? That's what it is. So we've got to maintain God's kingdom and God's house. It's just biblical. But it's understanding now. Going from understanding to belief to acting. So, if Jesus were to write a letter to us today, I think it would be along the lines of letting us work together to find ways to serve God and live closely with Him. I think that's what He would tell us. He would say, I want you as a church to read my word. I want you as a church to understand the word. I want you as a church to believe the word. And then I want you as a church to act on the word. Right? RUBA, I always call it, R-U-B-A. Read, understand, believe, and act. Anybody been to Aruba? Yeah, yeah, nice, huh? Yeah, there'll be a collection after church for anybody that wants to send the pastor to Aruba. Not permanently, though, I can come back. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for everything you've done for us. You've been so good, you know? Wow, And I wonder, Lord, sometimes if we deserve it, but that's what grace is all about. So, Heavenly Father, help us to be your people today. Help us to be your church and to be the church you want us to be. To not only just read the word and come together and have a nice time, and not just read the word and even growing together, but Lord, help us to put into action the things that we learn so that we can be solid Christians for you today. Be with us, Lord, and we'll thank you and praise you. All the people of God said, Amen.
The Lord is faithful to those who fear Him. As we give our offerings this morning, thank God that He has given you the ability to live in this world. Let the gratitude of God lift your heart.